So let's talk about what motivates all of these different generations at work. With baby boomers, they value security, or should I say we value security? I'm really not sure. But security is really important to them. Baby boomers are motivated by raises, promotions, and benefits, and their job is a high priority. Xers, and yes, you're not really forgotten, Xers, I promise. I haven't forgotten you. They value self-reliance and independence. They believe in a healthy work-life balance. And maybe this is why we think you're easy to work with, because Xers tend to delegate and share powers. They expect others to work independently, and they enjoy working independently as well. Millennials, our supposed problem child group, right? They value flexibility, honesty, and collaboration. Millennials are not really motivated by security, as baby boomers are. Instead, they're motivated by visible growth. So if you hired me as a consultant for your legal department in 2019, one of the things I would recommend is that you have step titles, because that really makes a difference to millennials to see that they are moving forward. They desire more feedback and guidance than other generations. Now, I want to explain to you why this has happened, right? So how many of us grew up with Scantron tests where you had to wait like a couple of weeks to get the results? Okay, millennials take a test, click a button, and they get their grade immediately. They post something on Facebook and they get the likes immediately, right? So when they want feedback quickly, right, it's because they have grown up in a world of immediate feedback. It is not because they are entitled. It is not because they need to be babied. It's because they have grown up with that expectation that feedback will be quick, right? Now, feedback is not a bad thing at all, because studies show feedback engages employees. And that's not just millennials, that's all employees. And if you give good feedback, you get greater improvement quicker. So there's a lot of benefits to this, right? It is not a negative. It is, in fact, a difference. And I think with millennials, what I want you to keep in mind is they are different in many ways, but the ways there is a positive to a lot of their differences, right? They value experiences. So if you have, there's more millennials looking for jobs you can do from anywhere than we've ever seen in any generation. That's because they value experience. The more you can make work and experience, the more engaged your millennials will be. And as I said before, they're digital natives. They grew up with computers. And by the time they were tweens, they had a smartphone in their hand. Think of the difference that makes when you grow up that way. And then we get to Gen Z, or post-millennial. They now represent 26% of the population. This is bigger than the biggest percentage of the population baby boomers were, right? They are digital natives from birth. How many, you know, if you have kids, how many people have given a two-year-old their phone to keep them quiet, right? Me, I got grandkids now. I get to do that, right? Now, interestingly, there's a lot of similarities between Gen Z and baby boomers. One is they value security quite a bit. And two is they like face-to-face communication. They're not very comfortable with words. They're more comfortable with emojis, right? But they value face-to-face communication. They are even used to more instant everything than the millennials. And because of this, they're good at multitasking, and they also value candor. So how does this impact our communication, right? Baby boomers, we like in person, right? You will hear baby boomers saying, I want to look them in the eye, right? Baby boomers like meetings, because in meetings, you're in person, right? And to a baby boomer, work happens at the office, not everywhere. baby boomers are very comfortable with phones. And I am guilty of this. We still like paper, right? I'm very good at using my computer. I have computer files, but I print out a lot to read because I'm more comfortable reading it on paper. And I'm not even going to ask if others feel that way. I think I've looked at your offices. Yes, you like paper, right? Gen X, they have a kind of a prove it attitude. They want to know that you know what you're talking about. So if you're working with Gen X's, keep that in mind. They like quick and direct communication. And phones were their lifelines growing up. That's how they stayed in touch with their friends. They didn't have text or IMs so much when they were 12 and 13 and 14. So they're really comfortable with phone conversations. Millennials, as I said before, they grew up in a world of instant communication. They grew up in a world of text and IM and immediate answers. They like more feedback because they grew up in a world of instant feedback. They don't like BS, right? So I always say that lawyers have stronger BS-ometers than the rest of the population, right? We do. We smell bullshit faster than your average beer will, right? Millennials are even stronger about that than us. They grew up in a world where they could Google it. They grew up in a world of Snopes. So they don't like BS very much. And they don't like what they perceive as BS, right? They are obviously tech savvy. They are very tech savvy. They're comfortable with technology.